Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we do this every Monday, college football, then the NFL. Wow, I was just taking a glance this morning at these NFL numbers. They're moving. I don't know that we could really say the same so far for the college football numbers, but certainly a lot to get into. This is Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P, Sam on X at SP Shoot. I'm here at Joe Ostrowski. Thanks for checking out Bet Sweats. Appreciate each and every one of you. All right, the college football conversation. Let's not start it with a move on a number. How about some other numbers? How about a $54 million buyout? How about that number for one Brian Kelly? A lot of noise around it. We figured it was coming. And then you have that performance on Saturday night. The Sharps are on the LSU side. Everybody else on the opposite side. LSU at night, home dog, wasn't quite at three. People were thinking that's the way to go. Well, how about a 24-point home loss to Texas A&M? That's exactly what LSU Tigers fans got. So now LSU is open. Sam, it's not Halloween. We've got Penn State, Florida, LSU, Oklahoma State, Stanford, UCLA. That was like after a couple weeks. Arkansas, Virginia Tech. I'm probably missing some. It's insane. How many college jobs, and some of them big college jobs like this LSU one, currently already open?
I'm glad you brought up UCLA, because one of the funniest tweets I saw this weekend after they got absolutely ragdolled by Indiana.
So good.
Did you see the tweet where they showed Tim Skipper, the actual interim coach, and they're like, mm-hmm. Oh, you want to show Tim Skipper after they lose by 50, but you want to show Neuheisel when they win, right?
Like, uh-huh.
It was so funny.
Nobody even knew that he was the head coach.
I laughed so hard because when they were winning all these games, they were showing mm-hmm. Neuheisel. Like, all you saw was Neuheisel. And then they lose 56-6, and they show Tim Skipper on every tweet. And you're like, that is interesting that Neuheisel was getting all the credit when they're winning games. The offense scores 6 points, and they show Tim Skipper finally. I thought that was very funny. Whoever brought so that true. To the forefront deserved his flowers, because that was a very, very funny tweet.
Remember where the room was at in that game?
Did they bet the dog?
UCLA plus 24.5.
In a season where a lot of these teams are in battles week after week. I mean, look, I've bet a bunch of Bama, and I've got Ty Simpson stock. Bama's mm-hmm. been in some freaking battles, man. They've been in a lot of games where they maybe could have lost. Not Indiana. Indiana just destroying teams. Well, I take that back. The game against Iowa was tight. But that's what happens when you go to Iowa. They dominated yes. Oregon. They pummel Michigan State. And then they beat UCLA 56-6. It feels like most teams are in a lot of tight games, except for Ohio State and Indiana, for the most part.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Alabama, because we've talked about spot-wise. Man, when is it going to happen? When is the other team going to cover? Well, it finally happened. That game was hanging in the balance on the road at South Carolina. Bama wins by 7. The number, though, was 11.5. We finally got that spot where if you were fading Alabama, where we don't walk away and say, wow, another impressive win for the Tide. That was a win, but that felt more about survival on Saturday.
That was like the only game I won on Saturday. I took 4 mm-hmm. underdogs, and 3 of them lost. I had LSU. I mean, you go to the half, you feel good about it. And then you turn on the third quarter and you're like, they're not going to cover. You know that one right away. And then I thought Paul had a pretty funny point before the show, like Brian Kelly's undressing the special teams coordinator verbally. It's like, dude, stop. It's not his fault. You guys are getting torqued. You're just not a good team right now. But I had, who did I have? I had Mizzou. Mizzou was right there. And then the quarterback, you know, injures his foot, gets carted off the field. Had LSU. And then I had another dog that did not get home. I can't remember who it was. But South Carolina was nice. Yay. Go me.
Did you have North Carolina?
No, I didn't. I didn't lay the points either. Can't remember who my
Nate Collins, we need to talk, buddy. He said they were going to lay it on him. Overtime? Overtime? What's going on?
Way too close for comfort. Oh, Toledo. 17. I had Toledo. Oh, Toledo was the other dog I had. Just like, oh, all the favorites on Saturday. And then all the favorites on Sunday. And I'm a dog guy. Just like, all right. What else could go wrong?
That's been established.
Well, not a dog guy. Underdog. Underdog guy, not a dog guy.
Brian Kelly news, LSU. So, okay, at the top, I guess Florida's still in there. Of course, Penn State as well. Is this right now, by margin, the best available job?
I don't know. What I do know is that Lane Kiffin's agent is going to just pit all these schools against each other, right? If you're Lane Kiffin right now, you have a really nice contract at Ole Miss, and now Florida's interested, and LSU is probably interested. You just got the Bermuda Triangle right there. You just have them all fight each other and see who's the most desperate. I think it's LSU. I think Florida's a great job, though, because of all the recruits that come out of Florida. I think that's always a very underrated job. When we talk about the big marquee jobs in the SEC and we talk about Alabama and Georgia and, you know, all these teams, I think Florida is still sort of an underrated job. I mean, look what Urban Meyer did there. All you got to do is win and recruit. Now, easier said than done, I guess. But, I mean, Florida's a sleeping giant. If you get the right coach in there that knows how to recruit and reaps the benefits of developing said recruits, it's a national championship hotbed if done correctly. Same with LSU, though. Which job do you think is better?
LSU.
Yeah.
It's paid him $54 million to go away. Would you rather take an LSU job or Penn State? Honestly, LSU. If you still have that Penn State stink. Sorry, Dykstra. But, yeah, it's tough. And you're always going to be compared to that guy. Forever. It's about Joe Pa. Yeah, I think so, too. I think LSU is certainly a better job, and they will pay you a lot of money to go away. We've been seeing that with the last few coaches that they have fired. Like, I wouldn't be crying if I'm Brian Kelly this morning. You're not feeling great, but also knowing what's to come. How much? I think he's getting like $800K a month for like ever. It's crazy.
Wow.
Crazy what he's going to get.
Good for him.
Yeah, how about it? Do you think it's such a job that maybe – this is the one that Dan Lanning would leave for?
I don't know, man. I don't know why he would leave. He's got everything he wants at Oregon. You think he would really leave for LSU? I don't think so. I think he's got a better job now just because there's not as much competition. You go
I'm
to
thinking
LSU,
big names. Yeah,
you got to compete with Bama. You got to compete with Georgia. You got to compete with Tennessee and Texas and Oklahoma. In the Big Ten, you got to deal with Ohio State. In Indiana, which mountain is easier to climb?
Well, there are some big names that we talked about, and we laughed at the idea about going to Penn State, quite honestly. But if we're establishing that this is a better job, one of the best jobs out there, everything's open. Talked about Lane Kiffin. We're like, ooh, Dan Lanning. No, he's turned down big jobs in the past. I think Bama was one of them. He turned down big jobs, but maybe he would look at this as being the right one. What if they go down the Notre Dame road again? Call Marcus Freeman. If it's a better job, maybe there's a chance. Maybe. Here's another name that I find fascinating that did come up in the Penn State conversation. Which coach got all the credit for the LSU championship?
Joe Brady.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that is this job too big for him right now?
I just don't know that he wants to recruit. You've started to hear some rumblings about Joe Brady that he just wants to coach. And if that's the case, he stays in the NFL. If he wants to recruit and deal with NIL and the portal and all that, he's going to have his pick of the litter. But I don't know that he wants to do that. I don't know. I've heard some people say that he wants to just coach. I do have odds for you. Dave Mason put up LSU Tigers next head coach odds. The favorite is John Sumrall, plus 150. Then Joe Brady, 2-1. Lane is 4. James Franklin is 6. Drinkwitz is 8. Jeff Brohm is 12.
You can't hire James Franklin. You can't. That's a non-starter.
I wouldn't.
He's at that next tier right now. Just leaving Penn State, getting fired from that job. Oh, has he been doing the media tour? Oh, he's everywhere, man. He's going to explain his side of the story. My wife kept saying, why is he on there? Why do they want to talk to him? I'm like, if you want to come on my show, I'd want to talk to him too. It's like, yeah, I guess.
I'd talk to him. Can we book James Franklin?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no retread. There's no other big name. Like, you're a Fox guy. Herb's done, right?
I don't think Herb's coaching again. I don't. I have no opinion on that or no intel on that. That's my opinion. Herb's on the list, though. Herb's 25-1. John Gruden, 40-1.
Oh, of course.
Nick Saban, 75-1 to be the next LSU head coach again.
Back?
You want a title there? Yeah. Who says you can't go home? Think about this. Hilarious. What if some school came to the Saban residence, knocked on the door, and said, we're going to give you $15 million a year. You think he'd do it?
Yes. I think he misses it. I think he'd love to do it. But he probably doesn't want to deal with LSU playing Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Probably doesn't want to deal with that. But I think he'd love to. Especially now, you've got these general managers at these colleges that are doing a lot of the recruiting, a lot of the BS that he doesn't want to do. You've got so many recruiting coordinators. And it's established which ones are great at it. He would probably steal one of those and pay him well. So, yeah, mate, I think there is a way for him to just worry about the coaching, and that's probably what he wants to do. I mean, we were talking about it at the time. That's why he left. But maybe there's a way around it where somebody would be so desperate. Belichick missed it. I think Saban misses it.
Yeah, he's got a cushy job. But we shall see. As for some of the games, I mark these in the morning. They're betting against Indiana. Okay, good luck. This number opened 22, and now we're 21.5. A couple 21s on the board. That's Maryland at home against Indiana. good luck betting against Cignetti. That guy just keeps running it up. Another game that's moving, at least has moved in the last 10 minutes or so, USC at Nebraska. This number opened 6.5, and now we're out to 7. USC favored on the road in Lincoln. I kind of lean to the dog there, catching 7. And then this one hasn't really moved as of late, but it's definitely moved since the summer when Ohio State was a 3.5-point favorite against Penn State. That was the game of the year line in the summer.
Wow.
They reopened it, Joe, at 20.5.
That's awesome. Oh, that's phenomenal. Good stuff. Did you mention Texas there? I don't believe you did. Texas Vandy? That's a big game. 2.5, 3 so far. Both 3-1 in the SEC in Austin. Another one that stands out. Oklahoma at Tennessee. Tennessee, a 3.5-point home favorite against the Sooners. Oklahoma goes down again.
A lot of people are going to wonder why Texas is favored. You're going to hear that. I think Vanderbilt's going to be a very trendy dog this week, and the books will probably need Texas to win and cover. What do you think?
Yep, they were a trendy dog last week. What do you think? They win and cover? Pavia is 5th in the Heisman odds now. 8-1 over at BetMGM.
He had like 160 yards of offense.
How much did that number go down? Good. Was it cut in half?
He was 7 or 8 to 1 morning of the game.
Stayed the same. Okay.
Marcel Reed was the big riser. Reed was the one that came up a bunch in the Heisman market. Yep.
Yeah, still Simpson, Mendoza at the very top, and it's been chronicled. We've gone over it, how it is changing on a weekly basis most of the year. But now it's kind of, okay, they're keeping Simpson, Mendoza at the top, and right there as the third favorite saying, like you, I don't see that happening. I don't see it where he leapfrogs all of these quarterbacks. He's alone at the top where he gets all the credit for the Buckeyes' success.
Their defense has 6 NFL guys on it and Matt Patricia running the show. That's their best part of the team.
Yep, no doubt. Joe O, Sammy P up next. Monday morning market moves in the NFL. A number of games have already moved 2 to 3 points. We'll identify those for you here on BetSweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.